500.
Let's go. 500.
Two straight Big Ten games. We are on a roll. Ready to roll.
We're on a roll, baby.
Comments. Comments. What you got? What you got for me this week, Petey? We'll see if the listeners can figure out the Sam doesn't have any notes this week. I'll just have to go based on gut.
Hey, let's just go off of gut
memory.
Reaction.
Saturday night. It was a hell of a night. We're down 13-0 at half. I remember that much.
Going into halftime, I actually had a weird feeling like we were going to make some adjustments. I feel like Mickey, he's made adjustments. He's got a good attitude about him. I just had a feeling like it wasn't over. It was far from over, even though we were down 13.5. And I was like, hey, let's see what happens in the second half.
Yeah, it's the difference between maybe a month ago and now is I thought we still had a chance. I didn't think Rutgers was playing that great. We weren't either. It was an ugly, ugly game. But I didn't think for a minute that we didn't have a chance to win. And by God, the second straight game,
no points.
The black shirts freaking shut them out. And
pretty sick.
After doing horrible in the first half. And so, isn't it refreshing that they, there's these coaching things seem to be taking over, like adjustments and keeping the team focused and having a team that believes. And it was fun. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it was kind of fun to watch the black shirts.
Yeah.
They were playing hard. It was ugly. It was ugly stick football, but they were playing hard and they came up with, obviously they stopped them in the second half. And Rutgers, again, keeping this thing in perspective, Rutgers was horrible. Some of the stuff that they were doing, I didn't understand. They even, talk about coaching. They're at the end. They took two consecutive timeouts. Like, what in the hell was that? That was weird. Now versus us, where Mickey, he handled that like a freaking seasoned professional. Those timeouts. Yes, we're just gonna run that sucker out 35 seconds or whatever it is. Timeout. Run it another 35 seconds. It was beautiful. It was the art of the win. Mickey understands and he can manage these things. And so I continue to be enthusiastic. Our offense got it together. Casey Thompson is as banged up as Adrian Martinez was last year. I think he's really, really banged up right now.
Yeah.
But he's tougher than hell. And by God, he dropped a dime. And so you got to like the character and the swagger of the team. And there's no doubt in my mind, it's a different team than it was a month ago. Yeah. I mean, you when you have a cancer, you get it out, and
there's
it's out.
There's a different attitude for sure. Now, keeping in perspective that the last two teams that we played were, who they were. It is what it is. Our schedule's our schedule.
Yeah, but, dude, we're 500. I mean, they actually believe, and they even have me believing to some extent, that, hey, three wins, and we're in a bowl game, and I can visualize three wins right now, which is insane. I think the next three games are really obviously gonna. It's week by week, as Mickey says, but I can see three wins, and Michigan's not one of them. By the way, I'm still going to that game. Just got my tickets in the mail yesterday.
Love it. That'd be a fun game to go to. Just two programs. But anyways, not getting ahead of ourselves. It's just one game at a time, like you were saying. Thompson's banged up. I'm excited for the bye week coming up. We need to get there. I think that'll do good for our players. I mean, you come off of the things that happened after the first 3 weeks of the season, get smoked by Oklahoma, then you have a bye week, and now you're on to another stretch, and we have one more bye week coming up, I think. And that'll be – that's next weekend, I think, is our bye week, isn't it?
Correct.
So, we're going to Purdue, and you and I have talked about this already.
We both had them for the we both thought we would lose to Purdue. I don't, unfortunately, my mind hasn't changed on that. Is yours?
Yeah. No, I mean, Purdue should win this game.
13-point favorite, somebody told me, which I think is that's a little crazy to me, honestly.
I just think they're probably weighing in the things that have gone on for us this season. Who knows?
Well, just on, I mean, they're a better football team. I don't think there's any question about that.
It's mid to late October in West Lafayette, Indiana. So who knows what the weather's going to be? But it's a night game. That game's always been crazy. You know, if you're going there, Purdue's tough, especially at night. But like anything can happen. I have a feeling Mickey will have them ready to play.
I believe so. I mean, I'm if nothing else, Trev Alberts, Mickey Joseph has made it interesting to watch football again, to watch the Huskers again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like curious. I want to tune in to see what the hell is going to happen, because I do believe that he's got those kids turned around enough to the point where they can compete, and I think they will compete. I don't think we're going to win, but I think we'll. I don't think we're going to be embarrassed. I don't see a blowout. Maybe that'll happen, but I don't see it.
Well, yeah, and I don't think I'm with you. I don't think it'll be a win for us, but I wouldn't be surprised if it ended up being one.
And we would have never said that a month ago, man. No. So that's progress, right?
Yeah, which is what we're asking for. But
as Mickey said, hey, this thing's not going to be won or lost on October 15th. I mean, no. I don't know if you saw his press conference again yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's spot on, man. I like the guy. And when you reporters stop asking stupid questions like, how important is it that we have a good offensive line? Oh, well, that's not important at all. I mean, how are these idiots, where do they come up with these questions? How important is it, do you think, that Casey Thompson's healthy? Well, you know, we don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. But anyway, I digress. But Mickey's just handling it exactly the way that he's doing a really good job. And he flat out says, I'm not going to criticize my kids in front of you. Are you crazy? Because they're going to read this. And they know how I feel. I mean, they know. But anyway.
He seems like a player's coach.
He does. I mean, a guy that another friend of mine, he's a great recruiter, and I can see why. I mean, you kind of want to play for a guy like that. You can tell he – I don't think he takes himself too seriously, but he's business, and I think that kind of respect is something that it's intangible quality, and I think he's got it.
I don't think he thinks
Frost
of himself. Well, and I was kind of going to touch on that maybe. It's like he doesn't think of himself like, yes, granted he's the head coach, but I don't think he thinks of himself as greater than.
Exactly.
He's
always defers
them.
To his players, always defers to his coaches.
Supports them.
I mean, a couple of things that have happened that I've seen. Again, we're not going to do a psychological analysis of Mickey Joseph, but I just find it interesting. Like they were saying, because Whipple had a very strange freaking call. It was fourth and freaking one. Big Ten football, we're going empty backfield and a spread formation. It's like, what in the hell is going on? But, I mean, that's nuts. And Whipple, if you're listening, hopefully you don't have time to listen to this, but if you do, for God's sakes, run Grant. But
1 yard.
I mean, come on. But Mickey refuses to, like, trash that guy. He goes, hey, Whip's got it. He's got it. I'm not going to get involved in that. You know, and so I think whatever maybe there was, well, clearly there was. It was when Frost had that taken away from him, he was still meddling, I think. And Whipple's, you know, he's free to call the game. And I think Bill Bush is free to call the game. And, and my God, talk about Coach of the Year. That's the guy. I mean, good Lord.
Imagine if that change had happened before the season. Who knows?
No kidding. No kidding. We'd be tackling in practice. Whoa, what a concept. But, hard not to root for Mickey. And I'm sorry I got down on that. But I am rooting for him.
Yeah.
I am.
He's easy to root for. We've said it before. We'll say it again. It's going to be interesting to see. Like I'm looking forward to seeing how they play against Purdue, because it's a game that they should not win going into it.
Yes.
You know, the experts.
It would be a head-turner game. We haven't had a head-turner game in a long time, and I believe this would be a head – it would qualify as a head-turner game in the sense of hey, Nebraska seems to maybe got this squared away a little bit. Because that's not the perception nationally right now at all. So I think it's, yeah, we're not expected to win, but I think we're in a position that we can compete and maybe something will happen.
It kind of seems like a season where, like, every Big Ten West game, it doesn't matter who's playing who, could go either way. You know, and it's just going to see who's left standing at the end. You know, like, there's going to be, like, we're playing Iowa in the last week.
If
you know,
we don't
Wisconsin.
Beat Iowa this year, I'm going to just freaking suck on the end of a gun. I mean, it's just...
like,
I'm
Wisconsin will
you,
be playing
Iowa's
Minnesota.
Horrible.
There's going to be a lot of teams that are playing each other that still have a fighting chance, and given certain scenarios at the end of the season, if we keep doing what we've been doing, like, we're going to be one of those teams. We've got to show up and play, obviously, not to look too far ahead, but every team, I think, in the Big Ten West has, like, a for-sure loss, and then there's two or three games left where it's 50-50. It could go either way.
Yeah. We're all just fighting for the right to get our asses kicked in Indianapolis by Michigan or Ohio State.
Whoever wins that game, shoot.
Well, as a friend of mine said, actually the producer of the show said, well, I'm going. And I go, well, I will too, because Indianapolis is a great town. There's this place called St. Elmo's. I don't know if you've heard of it, but my God, they have shrimp cocktail the size of your fist. It's like worth the drive for that. Last time I went, though, that was a Kenny Bell game where freaking Bell is that guy.
Laid the dude out from Wisconsin.
We got so smoked.
I lost my freaking mind on that play. That was the first time my now wife, but Molly at the time, we were dating, and she saw me have an outburst like that during a game. I composed myself so well during that year, and then finally that call was made, and I lost my shit.
Yep.
It was unreal. And I still, to this day, am a little angry about that call, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's 10 years ago.
Yep. Anyway, so what do we got the Huskers doing next week? We'll just say 13 points. That's what last I knew, 13 points. Is Purdue covering the spread? I'm going to say Purdue will not cover the spread. I will say that they'll win, but I don't think they'll cover. Petey?
Yeah, I think it'll be close. I think Purdue should win. Won't cover. And if they do, like, literally it's 1 week. Like Mickey said, it's not going to be won or lost in October. I'm not going to get too high or too low with this team because, I mean, we had low expectations going into the year anyway. Yeah. And I think we're two games away from meeting my expectations. So, you know, we fired our coach, but still we're meeting the expectations as far as wins and losses go.
But there's progress.
Yep.
There's progress from the low point. I still see progress. Okay, so we agree that it's going to be a close game, but Huskers lose. Okay, coaching rumors. Yeah. So Matt Rhule, no thank you. Your thoughts?
I would take him.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You must know more about him than I.
Just a program builder. I mean, he built Temple. When Temple was on that ride going in, and they were ranked in the top 25 for a couple of years, that was his doing. And then he... resuscitated Baylor after Baylor was going through that stuff with Art Briles. I have a feeling, like, I have a notion that, you know, Rhule built Baylor into what it is today. I mean, they get stuff done. They're ranked. They're explosive. I feel like just because he failed in the NFL doesn't make him a bad coach. And I was having a conversation with a buddy at work today.
So now you're about to address my next question, which is, what about the people who say he's just another Bill Callahan?
Well, here's the thing is, Bill Callahan, did he have success in college before he went to the NFL? Other than, I don't even know if he had any.
No.
So he made his name in the NFL, and then money brought him to Lincoln. My thing with Matt Rhule is he knows the college game, and he's had success.
It's not Big Ten, but yes.
Yeah, right, and it's not Big Ten, but look at guys who have gone to the NFL and not been good. Urban Meyer, obviously, is the latest example, but, I mean, Pete Carroll went to the NFL and was terrible in New England. Then he came back to college, dominated, and now he's having success.
Nick Saban in Miami.
Yeah, Nick Saban in Miami. One of the guys that's kind of had success on both levels is Jim Harbaugh. Now, I'm not I'm not saying like, hey, let's go get the next Jim Harbaugh. Who knows? You never know with a guy if he's going to work out or not. But Rhule knows the college game. He's up to date with a lot of the stuff in college, a lot of the like NIL. He knows it. He's been around recently enough to know it. I mean, he was in Carolina for two seasons.
Yeah.
So
well, he's they owe him $40 million. Good for him for coming up with a nice contract.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
I would just freaking go off into
good negotiating
for about
there.
A year or two, just sit on a beach for a while and ponder my life. But who knows? We'll see how driven the guy
is.
Yeah,
it's going to see if it's going to be. There's going to be more coaching vacancies too. I think coming up, it's us in Wisconsin at the moment. There's probably going to be a few more that are decent. But you would have to say that Nebraska's got to be at the top of the pecking order for opportunity as far as, money, facilities, yada, yada.
Yes, we've had that discussion. Not everybody agrees, but I think it is. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not on the coast, but.
Yeah.
If you like money.
Yep, true.
We've got it.
All right, now for a little, can we do a little bonus section, listeners?
As long as you don't try to trick me.
No, there's no tricks here. Petey is a Chiefs fan. Sam is a Raiders fan. Go ahead. Just give it to me, dude. Give it to me.
I tried texting you during the game, and you were afraid to answer your phone.
Do not disturb. Yes, sir.
I send those messages quietly. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I think we were on the same page, like the roughing the passer call. That was just bogus.
Yes, it was. But it actually, I believe, ultimately helped them win the freaking game.
I think it engaged the crowd.
Their asses kicked up to that
point. I think it turned the tide, and I was telling my friends that. I mean, I think it helped. AFC West is nuts, man. It doesn't matter who's playing who. The games are going to be close.
They're all going to be close.
And it can go either way. It's probably going to be another close one when they play in Vegas. And it's just going to be like, it's just going to be the bounce of a ball, going someone's way.
Yeah.
But no, it was a good game. Here's the thing, as far as the Raiders go, I'm supposed to hate the Raiders. I love Derek Carr. Derek Carr is the man. That ball that he threw in the fourth quarter, just that dime.
It was on the money.
I was like, holy cow, here we go. But I am impressed that KC made a stop in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I hate when KC leaves it up to their defense to make a play. If we're down six with Mahomes have the ball, I'm more confident than being up by one trying to make a stop.
Yeah.
As far as being a Chiefs fan lately, because our defense is the weakness.
Yeah. You're talking about the two-point play, is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, you guys went for, the two-point conversion, which...
I was pissed, honestly. I guess the analytics people were like, this is what you need to do. Like, I don't think so, dude. I tie it up and then just freaking try and go after Mahomes. And Crosby was getting after him a little bit in the first half. Second half, not so much.
You know what? I was telling we've got like a little group chat of Chiefs fans. It's a couple of my cousins and then one of our buddies.
So were you Chiefs fan? Be honest, because I tweeted Chiefs fan. We went up 17-0 or whatever the hell it was. And it was 17-0, right?
Yeah.
And I tweeted, Chiefs fans' ass sphincters are tightening. Were you were good?
Literally, like, I don't get nervous anymore because the only time we haven't come back from that with Mahomes was last year in Buffalo when they kicked our ass in Arrowhead. And it was like a year ago that day.
Yeah.
I was at that game when it was rainy.
Who y'all playing next week, by the way?
Yeah, Buffalo. Like, I'm obviously nervous about that game and I just don't trust our defense.
Josh Jacobs just freaking chewed you boys up.
You got to be able to run against KC. Jacobs is a beast. He was good. But, it came up in our group chat. I was just like, we're down 17, but we're at home and we have Mahomes. I mean, that guy just figures out a way to get it done, man.
Yeah, he's a winner. And he's such a good dude. And I love the shot of him and Max Crosby on the head button. Yeah. I mean, it's like, that is awesome. It gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
The worst thing, I think, I don't know if you saw it, but Mitchell, I can't remember who it was, but someone posted a video on Twitter saying, like, as you talk shit to Mahomes, like you're about to find out.
True. And, he's a winner.
Yeah.
And I wish Derek Carr was like that, but he's not, and that's the knock on Carr. But I still wouldn't trade him for anybody. I think he's a great human being. I think
he's underrated.
A hell of a competitor. I think he's underrated.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me you don't want that guy on your team? Bullshit. I mean,
that's like it's like Kirk Cousins though.
Kind of, yeah.
You know,
God, I can't. Yeah.
There's guys that are starting quarterbacks in the NFL for a reason.
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
Eddies. They're steady Eddies.
Yeah. It's hard to find guys that can, like, handle it, that can do it, that can get the job done. And I talk smack to some of my buddies from Minnesota because they're Vikings fans, obviously. And they just trash talk Kirk Cousins. And now that they finally realize his statistics are so good,
yeah,
it's like, unless you get Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, like literally Kirk Cousins should be good enough.
Yeah.
It's other things that are going wrong. Tell me, okay, so Minnesota, why don't you get a kicker that can make a field goal? How many times have you missed a field goal to like go to the divisional round or like the
They're 4-1, so I don't really feel sorry for him. So
no. I don't know, but like, yeah, we were talking with my buddies, and the second I saw the Raiders just trash talking Mahomes, I was like, it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
well, it was fun. The
Chiefs,
it was fun.
Chiefs still made note that John Gruden circled the stadium twice in the bus 2 years ago.
Yeah,
which I thought was hilarious at the time. Yeah. But so the last question I have you referenced Monday Night Football was: did you see that freaking photographer today? They filed charges against Devontae Adams.
Assault charges.
What do you think about that?
So I didn't see the shove.
You haven't? Oh, it's all
nope.
over the place.
I know. I just haven't. I haven't come across it yet.
Well, it depends on who you ask as to what happened. But basically, he's going. This guy's. Well, from Raider fans' view, is this? he should have been. He shouldn't have shoved him. I'll say that he should. And Devontae, to his credit, without anybody saying you
publicly
need to apologize, he just freaking immediately apologized.
I saw the apology.
I mean, but you know, he just come off a play where him and Hunter Renfrow had freaking run into each other, and the probability of that play working without it probably was high. You know, if they wouldn't have freaking shoved in, or, you know, ran into each other.
That was a blessing for the Chiefs.
Oh my
those
god!
Two guys
I thought it was interference on the Chiefs. Yeah. They're like, oh my god, he ran into him. But anyway, so he came on. The guy's a, I mean, he's a competitor. He wanted to freaking put him in position. So that's right after that, and then this photographer, according to Devontae, was like following him, and I used the word stalk on Twitter, and then everybody attacked me for using the word stalk. Screw you, Jerry Cradiville. But anyway, he then kind of got hooked, and right as they go into the I don't know, the alleyway of the arena, this photographer kind of hooked.
Hooked around and got
in front of him.
Yeah.
And Devontae's view, I'm sure he was pissed and he had his, you know, he had tunnel vision on. All of a sudden, this guy was like, he probably thought this guy was trying to stop him. He wasn't trying to stop him, he was trying to get his fitter. And Devontae just, you know, get the hell out of my way.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like
Let
I did
to
this dude in Tijuana one time when this beggar was up on top of me. I'm like, get the hell out of my way. And then somebody in the corner said, hey, man, you fight one bean, you fight the whole burrito. But anyway.
there's our title.
there's our title for the. Well. Anyway, so I this guy's an ambulance chasing National Enquirer kind of guy in my view, and I hope
paparazzi.
I mean, I hope he doesn't get convicted of freaking of assault. But it's probably going to cost him, which pisses me off because I'm going to see the Raiders. They have a bye week and they play the Texans, and I have to. I'm going to go watch him, and I probably won't. Devontae's probably going to be sitting.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sirs Waller.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a guy got suspended 4 games for breaking a vacuum. So
yeah,
imagine shoving a cameraman on public television. You know, national TV.
Life ain't fair, Devontae Adams. Don't do that again.
Yeah, we need you.
All right, man. Until next week. Husker power. I'm not going to say go big red. You say go big red.
Go big red.